for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
For the Blues, for the first time in four seasons, to notch 100 points. Cruiser in the middle. Pachevski, Seaton, Cripps, all lurking. It goes out the back door. Fisher is there, evades the tackler. Left peg, open half forward line, and he went wide, and he went too wide. Numbers with the Dogs, but they go right across the back end of the square. Caleb Daniel, though, sharks it, and it's okay. Gives to Bontempelli, has a touch of the fumbles, goes to Cripps. Cripps gets it up. Pachevski, Seaton, Paddy Dow with another opportunity. Squirts it wide. Miss the marking targets. Big meat ball will trail out of bounds. Paddy Dow, kick the goal.
Look how
upset Mark Murphy is with Paddy Dow.
Oh.
The shoulders just drooped.
He had Silvani all alone in the pocket.
Terrible. He's given him a paddy whack. Ball will come back in. English is the only ruckman. Takes it out of the ruck contest. Hurries a kick. Oh! Hunter just got tackled straight on with some good work from Fisher. Now there's going to be a free kick back to Mark Murphy. 51 out. How long to go, Bucky? 13 seconds.
11 seconds.
Oh. It's not going to happen. Silvani, ball seen out of bounds. He tried a soccer Real Madrid sort of style. Couldn't keep it back in. We've got 6 seconds. Ball to come back
Free
in.
Kick.
Silvani's engaging with some dialogue with the Bulldog fans. Just kick the goal, Jack. Ball to come back in. English, Cruiser, Cripps looms. Handball out. Paddy Dow. Sam Walsh.
Yes!
Yeah! Sam Walsh, the rising star. The goals, gives the Blues 100 points for the first time in four seasons, and they come from the clouds. Whoa! When the Blues get together, Bucky, put your clothes back on. Carlton 15 11 101, Bulldog 7 15 57. Here it is, Blue Bangers.
We are the old dog, Navy Blues. We're the team that never lets you down. Send up, we'll keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
It just really goes to show what sort of disarray the Bulldogs are in. We might be able to get Brendan Bolton, who's downstairs with Cam Mooney. We'll try and listen in if we can. Almost there. We'll try and get Brendan Bolton because he is jubilant. He's a smiling man, Brendan Bolton. Can't get it at the moment. We will be able to get downstairs though with Drew Jones. And we'll see who else we can speak to potentially. But
just coming off the KC Twitter, just quickly, has anyone ever played a better first five games than Sam Walsh? That's from Emperor X. Getting a lot of traction, that comment. Another very, very good game today from the number one draft pick, still 18 years of age. He's had the 26 touches, 9 marks, and kicked that last goal in the dying second.
So Sam Walsh with a goal in the dying seconds, and four Blues fans. That was one to savour, but Kings, I was saying, it shows the disarray the Dogs were in, that they couldn't actually just thwart that effort. They couldn't kill the contest. They couldn't stop. It went through three or four hands before it eventually finished with Walsh.
Yeah, they're pretty ordinary today, really, the Bulldogs. They started the season well against the Swans and then that win against Hawks, but the last 3 weeks, three losses, so finding themselves behind the eight ball now, 2 and 3, but yeah, just really underwhelming performance by the Dogs today. And Carlton, to their credit, really good, dominated the play through the middle of the ground, and their key forwards really stood up and kicked them a winning score for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, quite extraordinary. Working some sort of Easter miracle in the end, the Blues, but they were, it wasn't like they came from behind. They had the football ascendancy all their own way right since the word go. And have a look at the Dogs trudging off. The body language is not good as Easton Wood leads the team out or onto the ramp, and down they go. So real disappointment for
just quickly off KC Twitter, Wendy Robertson, where's the shout out for the gang down at Ocean Grove Caravan Park? Down there, she's jumped on Twitter, the KC Twitter. So
well,
shout
Wendy
out to all my mates listening in down there, mostly actually Bulldog supporters. They won't be too happy, but yep, Scott, Ange, Chris, Jody, Wendy, the whole crew down there, Nicole. So the Blue Boys, we're back. We're back, Benny.
They're rifling through your van, are they, Bucky, to see what they can find?
Not much.
A couple of decrepit pairs of underpants you've got in there, I would have thought.
Picture of Bruce Dool.
Yeah, there'll be all sorts of stuff
finals
in that bed.
For Bucky, finals? You start talking finals?
Possibly. Like, I'll reassess it after tonight. I'll go back and have a look at the tape. And
that was a good effort.
My Blue Heaven will be interesting listening this week.
It had a whiff about him right from the start.
It did.
Carlton,
yeah, they were not on.
Dominated the first 7 or 8 minutes. And you just sense that the Blues, as the game progressed, grew in confidence. They knew, they thought they would win. They believed they were going to win. And the Bulldogs just looked toothless forward and centre. They had absolutely nothing, and they had no answer in the end. I mean, to concede 100 points, only kick 7, is a pretty average effort. We saw an average effort on Friday from North Melbourne, and the North Melbourne fans would have been bitterly disappointed. If you're a Bulldog fan, you're bitterly disappointed with the effort today. I mean, the effort... No player comes out and doesn't try, but just that they lacked any sort of system and structure. They had not much up forward. It's hard to see sort of any light at the end of the tunnel for the Dogs. I reckon they're a bottom five team.
They were never in front ever. They levelled the score. They managed to do that midway through the opening term, but it was the Blues who were in front all the time. 12, 19, 24, an eventual 44-point winners. And that is a thrashing. That is an absolute thrashing, 44-point winners. It is as clear as black and white that is no good if you are a Bulldogs fan, and extra good if you are a blue bagger. So that is awesome stuff. Bulldogs, 7-15, bit of whiff. Carlton 15-11, outstanding, over 100 points for the first time. And for Sam Walsh to kick that final goal really does wonders for the Blues faithful.
The other thing too, coming of age at Petrescu seat, dominated the first half, and Mackay kicking 4 goals. Yeah. So it's
20 disposals he had, Benny. 11 marks.
Took some great marks.
11 marks.
His agility, it's unbelievable. We mentioned during the call that he is 204 centimetres and is as agile as you will see. Tim English, who's the ruckman, is much more of a dour sort of player. He's only 205, so only a centimetre difference between the two. But the agility of Mackay is quite extraordinary for his size, and he is going to cause some defences all sorts of problems in the coming years.
I reckon Michael Gibbons has got a couple of mates in the crowd as well, because he's just gesturing up, and there are Blues fans, flashlights going off. They are heading off the surface of Marvel Stadium. Drew Jones is downstairs. Drew, come on in downstairs at the Navy Blue Heartland down there, and there would be euphoric scenes.
The smile on Brendan Bolton's face is so broad, it's unbelievable. Very happy man. Their first win since July last year. And the Blues players coming into the change rooms down here. Lots of people gathered around to enjoy this success. Wonder if they'll remember the words to the song. It's been a while.
It certainly has been a while. I think Bucky's got them engraved on his arm, so maybe they can borrow that from him.
A few players in the middle.
It's going to be a big Gatorade shower on a number of first
winners. Will there be enough players
winners
to actually have an outer circle?
There'll be two small circles.
It's only Walsh, McGovern and Newman.
Gibbons.
Chuck Gibbons.
Here we go.
Who's in the middle, Bucky?
McGovern, Newman, Walsh, Gibbons.
Rendition from the Carlton players.
Look like Dale Thomas had his young daughter in there as well.
Family affair in the Blues rooms. More by luck than good judgment, I asked for Sam Walsh to speak to before he kicks that last goal of the day. So we're going to have the number one draft pick.
Take the credit, Drew. You knew what was going to happen. Take the credit. So let us know if they go into a team meeting, which I'm just trying to see whether they are or whether we are going to get Sam Walsh immediately. What's your feeling on that, Drew, downstairs?
They are walking away.
Okay. We'll just keep talking us through, because it looks like they might be heading into a team meeting. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it looks like they've already opened up that room out the back. Johnny Barker's there, so they're moving that way.
Okay. Well, we'll just stay with you for a moment, but if they do go to a team meeting, we'll slide a breakaway. We'll come back with Kent Kingsley. We've got to find a thematic standout. We have to finish up the Kerr's Hire business, and, of course, Godding's our great sponsor in terms of all the boys that come into the special comments chairs. And Drew's been doing a great job downstairs for Petters and also for St John of God Emergency Department. Drew, are they going into a meeting?
They're loitering around at the moment. Caleb Marchbank had that cut above his left eye and just went through a very painful experience of having to pull the tape out of his hair. Sam Walsh is coming over, so let's go straight into it. Just give me one moment. Get this to Sam.
No problem. So downstairs we have Drew Jones, and he's going to be talking to Sam Walsh, who, of course, not only has had an extraordinary start to the year, but I reckon if he had to pin a favourite moment on this year, he's probably had a notice board that he's had to keep writing stuff and crossing it out, writing and crossing it out. But kicking the goal that delivered 100 points to the Blues for the first time in four seasons would be important. Drew, back to you.
26 disposals, the last goal of the game. First time you guys have kicked 100 points for 60 games. A really great moment. How did that feel, Sam?
Yeah, it was amazing, Drew. Like, to get that win, and we know we've been working so hard for it, and to top it off at the end was unbelievable. But to win with these boys who grew such a good relationship with has been unreal.
Great to have you on K-Rock Footy, by the way, for the first time, mate. It's been a big week for you. Rising Star nomination, new contract, and first win of the season for the Blues. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's been massive. It's been a bit of a whirlwind and pulled up a bit sore after the Gold Coast win. So to get up for this game was very important for me. And the goal in mind was to work on things from the Gold Coast loss, and I think we've done that and really showed what we're made of today.
Sam, terrific work by you. It's Ian Cohen upstairs. I've got a couple of guys that are near beside themselves. Heath Buck, who is a Blues fan. Ben Casnelia, who is alumni from St Joseph's as well, has been pumping up your tyres. Kent Kingsley's also up here as well. But just describe to us what it is. You haven't been there for the four seasons, but you know what sort of pressure Carlton's been under. What is the release like for this team?
Yeah, thanks for that, boys. Well, as you could see after the game, or we could see, the crowd was going absolutely berserk. So to see how much it means to the Carlton fans and supporters and all the staff that have helped us along the way. And look, after losses, you can tell there's a bit of disappointment in that. But to get that reward for effort today, like I said before, was unreal. And I think we can only keep building from here. So it's part of a good journey, hopefully.
Sam, Heath Bucky, mate, congratulations on the win and congratulations on your start to your career. You've been absolutely fantastic. Look, there looked a real steely resolve amongst his playing group all through the week, and some strong words by your captain, Patrick Cripps, backing the coach and putting some real ownership on you boys to get the job done. And right, this today was a four-quarter performance. It's something you haven't been able to do this year.
Yeah, exactly right. As you touched on, we've sort of been playing in parts of games and playing good quarters, so we knew if we could put it all together, we'd really put teams to the sword. And as Cripper was talking about in the week, that's up to us as the players. The coaches have been great in resourcing us with everything that we need to work on throughout the week. And I think our focus has been great. And now to put that in a four-quarter performance is what we've been after. And it's a great feeling.
Be honest, Sam, was late in that game when the 100 points became a reality, were you looking at the scoreboard? Were you sort of, I suppose, you got the 4 points, but you're feeling a little bit of pressure that you just needed to get that done as well and tick that box?
Yeah, well, I'm an avid footy supporter and footy watcher, so I knew that Carlton hadn't broken the 100 points in a fair while. So I think that just reinforced that it was a four-quarter effort. And to be able to do that at the end there was a great feeling, and something that it's a great reward for all the people that have been putting in work.
And you hit it sweetly, did it? I mean, we're in a different position here in the K-Rock commentary box, but we're up your end. But did you hit that ball sweetly with the banana?
Yeah, look, I knew there wasn't long left on the clock, and there, I had a bit of space to run into, but I thought I just had to chuck it on the boot, and it was pretty flush, and then sort of can control my emotion there, so I was pretty pumped, and all the boys got around me.
Sam, it's Ben Casnelli, great to have you on K-Rock Footy. There's so much hype around you, and rightly so, and how do you sort of stay grounded? Is it easy to stay grounded? Who helps sort of keep you focused? And within that, is it difficult for you just to focus week to week on playing footy, given you're so young in your career?
Yeah, look, it's a good point. There is a fair bit of talk around, but that's the AFL, isn't it? And then the support around me has helped me stay grounded. Like, everyone at the footy club doesn't get ahead of themselves and puts their head down and works, and that's been my attitude. And having good family support and great friends helps me do that. So, it's been great so far. I've just got to keep on building. I've still got a fair bit to work on, so just got to keep at it.
And I don't know if you still... I think you might have lived with Paddy Cripps when you first joined the Blues. I'm not sure whether that is still the case, but you look back on that now, how important was that just in terms of living with one of the stars and seeing how things go and how things need to be done to perform on the weekend?
Yeah, that was massive. My introduction to the club was obviously going to be very important, and to be with a guy like Cripper really set the tone and how we worked on the field at training, but also off the field and how professional he was. But I just tried to ask as many questions as I could, and I knew that it helped me prepare for AFL football. So Cripper's been a massive part in helping me feel comfortable at the
level. And also would have helped some of your friends back in Geelong. I believe you might have got a couple of jumpers signed for Sam Torpy.
Yeah, Torpa, he's a legend. I've been caught up with him a few times, so he was pretty pumped to get those jumpers signed. And all the support from back home has been amazing, so I couldn't ask anything more, and I've been really loving it.
Sam, Kent Kingsley, congratulations on the win, and congratulations to the start of your AFL career. Love watching you play. Talk us through Harry Mackay, mate. What a great effort he did and great target he gave you guys up forward.
Yeah, H was unreal today, as was their whole forward line. It was a real focus throughout the week that we've got to get better ball movement to them, and they worked really well as a unit down there, and that off the back of that, he got rewarded, and he worked so hard, so there's no surprise that he's been able to do that, and he's been great.
Sam, as we wrap up, but obviously a Geelong base station, K-Rock. Growing up, who were the posters on the wall? You talked about being a footy fan. Just take us through a little bit of how the journey got you to where you are now, to kick a goal that's 100 points for the Blues.
Yeah, it's been a massive journey. I sort of grew up in country Victoria, loved my footy there.
Whereabouts?
I was in Cobden, then moved up to Darwin for a bit and got a taste for it up there. So I was up there for 3 years and then come back and finished my junior footy in Geelong for about 6 years. So the mixture of playing in all those leagues helped me really build as a footy player. And
so who were the heroes? Who were the ones you were looking at?
Look, to be honest, there was a lot. I backed for Brisbane, so Jonathan Brown and Simon Black and Luke Power and those guys were people that I looked up to massively. But even my old man was a Carlton supporter, so looking at Murph and Juddy, and to be able to play for Carlton now is a great honour.
Well, you're playing with Mark Murphy. He might have even given you the handball, did he?
Yeah, it was Dowie, I think, but...
yeah, it was Paddy Dow,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Paddy Dow, so, no, it was great.
Fantastic. Look, we know we need to wrap it up, and we appreciate your time. We look forward to chatting to you again on K-Rock. Always a pleasure, Sam.
Good on you, lads. Thanks, Issa. Cheers for support from Geelong.
Sam Walsh downstairs with Drew Jones as part of our players' post-match comments. And we know the Blues are obviously heading into a meeting now and need to wrap it up, but he's
a very, very rounded...
articulate young man who's just had an absolute monster time in front of 40,000 people and seems very, very, very grounded. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side of this, give you some numbers, have a look ahead to tomorrow as well. Huge one, Geelong v Hawthorn. And as you heard, the Paddy Dow handball out to Sam Walsh. It was absolutely brilliant. That will be a contender for our goal of the day, no doubt about that. We've got our Hamlin hanger. We've got our Stimatic standout. We've got lots of things. Bucky needs to put some clothes back on. Benny needs to settle down. And Ken Kingsley's just cruising along. Have a look at him. Just have a look at him. He's got the guns out as well in the black T-shirt. That's not bad.
He's in his playing weight too, Ken.
Is he? Just trying.
He's all... I was going to say something that I can't, but he's pretty... He's pretty ribbed up, but you're a bit off.
For those at the Ocean Cove campground, Bucky's turned up wearing thongs, footy shorts.
They've actually just pushed Bucky's van over.
City to Surf and, of course, Signature Homes as well. City to Surf Solar, Signature Homes, your custom design specialist as well. City to Surf Solar, Essington Street in Grovedale. And we're going to come back with more in a moment. What a match. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock football, back in minutes. K-Rock! Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast. Go, go,
go! Sayings that your parents had when you were growing up that maybe didn't make a heap of sense then and possibly not even now.
Daniel in Teesdale, your story's great because this has now become a generational thing. It's been passed down.
Something that my grandfather said to my mother that was said to me that was now said to my kids.
Yeah.
And if they ever ask you, you know, what's that? It's a wigwong for a goose's bridle.
Oh, I've heard that.
My mum used to roll that.
That's awesome.
And what does it mean?
No idea.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au. You can't get enough of me.
Stand proud and become a Cats member today from $60. Visit membership.geelongcats.com.au.
Let life revolve around you with the new Axis neighbourhood at Warralilly. Set in a prime location, take full advantage of shops, cafes, schools and more on your doorstep. A superb four-bedroom Metricon townhome could be yours from $414,000 for eligible first home buyers. Experience a new way to live. Axis at Warralilly. Due to high demand, stage two will be released soon. Register your interest now. Call Metricon on 1-800-776-773 or visit warralilly.com.au.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders, and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering, and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering, and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Yeah, good on Warralilly. Fantastic. An awarded community, UDIA Community of the Year. City to Surf Solar and also Signature Homes into the fifth quarter. Thanks to Gary and the team at Signature Homes. City to Surf Solar, of course, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist. Heath Buck, who's got a platoon of people listening right now at the Ocean Grove Caravan Park as well. Bucky, are you just heading straight down there with the family down for the Easter
weekend?
No, I'm going
to go home and watch a replay.
Okay, all right.
Just in a nude.
Oh, no. Oh, straight to the naughty corner for you. Hey, just quickly, give us a potted history of the stats, because we know it was all one-way traffic, but just pick out some highlights.
Yeah,
for
look,
us.
The clearances, dominated clearances, 42-26. That was the big one out of the middle, 14-9. And I suppose the thing they'll be happy about, Carlton, which is an area they've really struggled with this year, is uncontested marks. They were up by 28 and uncontested possessions up by 45. It's probably indicative a little bit of how, as Benny called for most of the game, how off the Western Bulldogs were this afternoon. They didn't have their same really intense pressure about the way they played. But full credit to Carlton. Individually, Patrick Cripps was magnificent once again. He only had 5 kicks, but he had 37 disposals and 32 handballs, leading clearance player on the ground with 11. Sam Petreski Seaton played his best game for the football club, kicked a really important goal in the third quarter when the Dogs got on a bit of a run. He had 35 disposals. His next best in his career was 26 against the Suns last year. So it was certainly a breakout game for Petreski Seaton, who is now in his third season for Carlton. Mark Murphy, the former skipper, a goal in the first quarter and 28 disposals was good. Fisher, I thought, probably played his best game as well. So all these youngsters had breakout games. He had 28 disposals and kicked a goal. Walsh was superb again. He's averaging 26 disposals in his opening 5 games. He had 26 again, 12 handball receives, then kicked the goal to get 100 points for Carlton for the first time in 4 years. Plowman played his best game, 8 marks, 22 touches, had a good battle with Billy Gowers. We had Gibbons kicked his first goal this afternoon in league football, 21 touches. Newman's been a revelation down back, 9 marks, 21 touches. But Harry Mackay was probably the standout in regards to the forwards. 11 marks, he took 5 of those contested and kicked 4 goals, including a great goal on the boundary line in the last quarter. He also had 20 disposals. Jack Silvani back into the team, 9 marks, 18 touches, played predominantly up forward and kicked a goal. Paddy Dow, 17. And 3 goals to big meat Levi Casbolt, 11 disposals, 3 contested grabs. And he came in for the injured Charlie Curnow. For the Dogs, hard to find good 4-quarter contributors. Daniel down back, 31 disposals, probably didn't use the ball as well as he can. Johannesson, 26, didn't see really much breakout sort of speed from Johannesson. 24 to Bonapelli. I thought he was quiet. McRae, 24, thought he was quiet, although those numbers look okay. Real no impact on the game. Will Hayes was impressive in his first game for the Doggies, 21 touches. Liberatore, 1 goal, 2 from 19 touches and 9 clearances deliver. Crozier, 18, was quiet early but lifted late, 8 marks. Hunter, quiet, just 18 disposals. Bailey Smith, the youngster, was okay with 18 touches and a couple of goals to Tory Dixon, 12 touches
and 2 marks, and 2 goals won to the former Tiger, Lloyd, 11 disposals, 3 marks. Crowd, Kozra, 35,069 saw the Blues record their first win for 2019. 15-11-101. Listen to that, 15-11-101. The Western Bulldogs, 7-15-57.
Well done, Bucky. We'll let you get on the road and let you go and celebrate with a few people in just a moment or two. For Kerr's Hire, equipment repair specialists, including the Wacker Newson service and sales as well. Well, thanks to Kerr's Hire, who've only just held on, Bucky's managed to hold it together. For Stimatic, we need a Stimatic standout. Kent Kingsley delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's almost as long since Carlton had scored 100 points. Don't panic. Call Stimatic. You can certainly do that as well. Now employ 35 staff in and around Stimatic. And standout for Stimatic.
Well, a couple of standouts in the middle of the ground, Cripps and Petrescu Seaton, both 36 and 35 possessions. But the Stimatic standout today was Harry Mackay.
Yep.
20 possessions, 4 goals, 3 and 11 marks. Really set the tone from the start.
Yeah, absolutely did. Did really well. And the tone, I think, Ben Casnealy, was set right from the word go. Dogs didn't even look like a sniff.
They were lamentable.
Yeah. So sadly, we won't see you in a tuxedo. That's a disappointing result.
I knew I was safe for that. You could just sense that this game was never going to go.
Do you own one?
In the direction. I do, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Just right, sits in the wardrobe right alongside my birthday suit. Boom, boom. Nice one, Moz.
Correct. Don't need a long neck to be a goose. But there you go. Well done to you, Bucky. We're going to come back on the other side of this with our goal of the day, with our Hamlin hanger, thanks to Hamlin Homes and City to Surf Solar and also Signature Homes into the fifth quarter. And then just a little whisper about tomorrow, which will be enormous footy happening tomorrow with the Hawkers and the Catters to go at it for the final game of the Easter round. More in a moment. Live, breathe, Carrick Football.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation. All you got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Filthy stains on the carpet. Icky, grotty grout. Imagine if you could have them gone with one phone call.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
With Steamatic's state-of-the-art equipment, you can have your carpets, rugs and wet areas looking like new. Commercial, residential, if you just can't stand those stains anymore, Steamatic will help you get your sanity back. Steamatic, a standout job every time.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Kerr's Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Yeah, just about there for the last match or penultimate match ahead of tomorrow. City to Surf and also Signature Homes. City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, the fifth quarter sponsors. I'll leave it to you, Bucky, whether we go for our Hamlin Homes hanger or whether we look at the goal of the day first.
We'll start with the mark of the day, I think. There was plenty of big grabs this afternoon, contested grabs. Mentioned Casbolt taking 3 of them and Big Harry Mackay. Took 5 contested grabs, but we go to one of the smallest players on the field, and Lockie Hunter for the Western Bulldogs in the last quarter, 10-minute mark, pulled down the Hamlin hanger mark of the day.
Mosier, former Docker Hamlin hanger, to the best and fairest winner. 48 metres out directly in front. Might have actually jumped on top of Sam Walsh's head.
It was
I
a good mark.
It was a great mark.
He didn't have a great day, did he? Only six kicks like a hunter. So he usually wins a lot of the pills. So yeah, he'll have to hit back after that. But it was a terrific game. We'll go to the goal of the day, and we couldn't go past. I don't think there was anything particularly difficult about this goal. Even you probably could have kicked it.
Oh, settled in.
29-minute mark of
probably
the last
not,
quarter.
It was a whipping goal.
We counted at the stoppage, at the boundary throw-in, Benny, there was 6 seconds remaining. Was that correct?
Yes.
Right up against the point post. Paddy Dow, who'd missed a shot earlier on to give us 100 points, fed off a lightning handball to the number one draft pick, Sam Walsh, who calmly slotted through the goal of the day.
Paddy Dow! Sam Walsh!
Yeah! That's just unprofessional by you.
I just get excited, can't win it.
I think at that stage, Bucky was twirling his t-shirt.
No, that wasn't me. That was Potto at the back here. We've got some prizes, organised some extras.
Oh, no.
Boys, I'm all about adding value down on the boundary line. Mitch McGovern has a very impressive moustache operation going on at the moment.
The big moustache. You like it, Drew Jones, for Petters? You happy with his work?
Just looking at it up close, it's like a small animal has climbed just on his top lip.
He could have run another 5 metres.
And actually put it on the outside of his left boot and boomeranged it through. But anyway, the big fella's certainly lighting it up at the moment.
He Bulldogs. Well for a guy 6'7". That's incredible.
Yep.
Jeez, his petrol light came on, though, didn't he?
4-9-33.
Very good.
Good bit of fun. Benny, quickly, what do we got tomorrow on air, midday?
Yeah, we have Koza. So James Frawley to join us in the box, and we'll chat with Corey Enright, the assistant coach of the Cats. What a champion he was in the blue and white hoop. So that's happening in the pre-game. Bounce at 3:20, on air at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
And looking forward to the Cats hopefully going 4-1 against the Hawks.
Yeah, well, should be a huge match. So looking forward to that as our game for broadcast, thanks to Warra Lily, our number one ticket holder. And the fifth quarter comes to a conclusion. City to serve Solar and also Signature Homes. Well done to Bryza, who's pretty happy about the Tigers' win last night back at K-Rock Towers. Pothole was here. Good work by you, Davey Knott. Sensational stuff. Drew Jones, some good work by the moustache lover downstairs. Well done to Drew Jones. Heath Buck, say a farewell to your friends at Ocean Grove Caravan Park.
Yeah, see you guys. Thanks for listening in. Go Blue Boys.
There you go. He's very happy. My Blue Heaven, you'll be able to tune in. Kent Kingsley, excellent work by you.
Good to be here, and great to see Eddie Betts in his 300.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
That is about to unfold, the great Eddie Betts game number 300. And, of course, our game for broadcast tomorrow is going to be Geelong and Hawthorn. Ben Kessner will be there front and square. Well done, Benny.
No, I'm not there tomorrow.
I'm there tomorrow.
Bucky
I'll
will be
there nude tomorrow.
Okay, so the A-team's on tomorrow. That's okay. No problem at all. So Bucky's going to be doing the stats as well. In the end, it was 15-11, 101. The Blue Baggers over the top of the Dogs, who have got some work to do. 7:15:57. And thanks to Warra Lily, our number one ticket holder. Have a great Easter Sunday. We look forward to your company Easter Monday. You heard it all on
K-Rock Footy. He's on hands and knees. Can he release? He does. Ooh. Murphy shrugs the shoulders. Pins it on the left. Here's the goal and aim for Murphy.
Bit more
if he
zesty.
Kicks this, he could derobe Bucky.
Yes. Just keep the trouser wear on,
oh,
Bucky.
Have a
big
meat
launches! Launches! Launches!
Dixon was. Three touches. Handball out the back. Running low ball is good. Liberatore lurking in the pocket. Johannesson's kick was a beauty. And Libba's marked. He's got absolutely nothing on, so he just has to hoist it down the line. Oh, that's a free kick to Casbolt, wasn't it? It was a good mark.
Great grab
by Young.
Ball comes back in. Hunter stood courageously underneath it, but actually dropped the mark. Low ball off the ground. Ball is stupendous stuff. What a goal from Silvani. And now this is Crozier, who does launch, and a Havilland Holmes contender. Really well taken. Gow has got high up in the air on the 50 numerals. Big units down there at the moment. So long as it works, that's fine. Oh, Cripps, bang! K came together with Easton Wood, who has not moved off the ground. Cripps got the handball away. Mackay's had a free kick paid to him.
Here's Gibbons again. Gibbons has got time to size them up and kick the goal of the day.
First goal.
Good stuff.
Yeah. English. Hamlin, Holmes, Hanger, contender. Enormous rise, and that's what you like to see from
He's
the big man.
Himself, eh?
The left-hand forward pocket. Hamlin, Hanger, contender, big Levi Catapult came with a rush towards the end, crunched a couple of bulldogs and marked it 49 metres out. Maybe this is our opportunity. Gowers was the man that flew from a couple back in a Hamlin Holmes contender for a Hanger.
If Carl do not win this game, I will wear a tuxedo to Marble Stadium for my next appointment. 4-11 plays 9-6 Subway Fresh.
Former Docker Hamlin Hanger Hunter, the best and fairest winner. 48 metres out directly in front. Fisher, left peg, will contribute 6 of them. So Fisher's been very, very active today. He's been a real live wire. Silvani's engaging with some dialogue with the Bulldog fans. Just kicked the goal, Jack. Ball to come back in. English, Cruiser, Cripps looms. Handball out, Paddy down, Sam Walsh.
Yes!
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.